For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Mac Lange, the sophomore blue liner out of East Grand Forks, Minnesota. And last weekend, your team walked away with 4 out of 6 points at MSU. This time of the year, every point is so important. What do you guys take from that last weekend?
We did make some good plays. There's a couple bounces here and there, but we played Mankato the weekend before. And I think that getting that first win was nice, and unfortunately we didn't get that extra point. But like you said, every point's a great point this time of the year, so we just have to kind of pick up where we left off last week, just fix the little things.
You had 2 assists last weekend. First of all, how much do you pride yourself on getting points and getting on the scoreboard?
My points, personally, I don't care so much for. It's more of a team thing. Puck doesn't go in the net unless somebody else puts it there. Just anybody that gets a point, it's always a good one. Any type of goal is a good goal.
Your team last weekend had 51 blocked shots. That's just incredible. Do you even feel those blocked shots?
I mean, most of the time, depending on who you are, yeah, you do feel them all, but I think the adrenaline gets going. I know there was one play where I think there was 3 girls all ready to block the shot and it only hit one of them, but there's a couple girls out there. I know Heather and Bergie took a couple hard ones, but they were right back out there. And it just shows our team can be really, the determination we got. Hopefully we can bring that into this weekend.
I noticed during pregame warm-up last Saturday, you were passing the puck back and forth with a former teammate of yours, Abigail Levy. You two played together, obviously, at Shattuck. What's it like each weekend when you're going toe-to-toe with some of your former teammates?
I played with her in high school, and this coming weekend I've played with a couple girls in high school. It's always kind of bittersweet because you go out there and you're playing against each other and you're kind of laughing, but deep down it's like, okay, who's going to be the one to do something here to make the other one mad and just kind of get in each other's skin? I mean, you do know how each individual plays, but like I said, it's just kind of for fun. Get to see them. Always nice.
I know, talking with some of your teammates, I asked, who's the most talkative person out there on the ice? Who does the most chirping? And your name was like immediate. Mac, what can you tell me? What do you say to those players out there? What do you do to get into their heads?
I say a lot of stupid things. I like to talk to the refs a lot, try and get some brownie points with them. This weekend there'll probably be a lot of words tossed around just because I have a lot of friends on the team, but just kind of any little thing that can try and throw their game off or just kind of make me laugh or make the team laugh.
Take us back to Hockey Day Minnesota. It was a pretty special moment for you there. Pre-game warm-ups, you got to wear your grandpa's number 15 jersey. Rick Budge played for Bemidji State back in the day when they played outside. What was that like, and what did you say to him after the game?
Honestly, it was amazing. He wasn't able to be there because the weather was too cold. After warm-up, some of the refs came up to me and just said, yeah, your grandpa would be really proud of you. And after the game, I called him. I was like, oh, did you see warm-ups? And you could tell he was kind of tearing up a little bit. And he just said, I love you. And it was an unbelievable and unforgettable experience. And I'm just glad that you got to live through that. And I wouldn't be more proud of anybody wearing my jersey.
Very cool. This weekend, Wisconsin, last time you met up with them was at LeBron Arena. They didn't give up a single goal to you guys, 5-0 and 3-0 losses for the Beavers. What do you guys need to do this weekend here at home in order to get some points?
They're an unreal team. They have a lot of great players. They have 4 really solid lines. They got unbelievable defense, and I mean, they are the number one team in the nation, so just got to keep doing the little things and not necessarily worry so much about who they are, but who we are as a team, and just kind of play our game, play things simple. They have been beat this year. It's going to be really tough, but if we come playing our game, work hard, block shots like we did last weekend, I think we should be able to do it.
One last question for you, Mac. You guys were off a couple days this week because of this horrible cold weather. What did you do to pass the time?
Homework, mainly, just because you never want to do homework when you have games on the weekend. And I think a lot of people just kind of hung around. And we were fortunate enough to be able to go and skate at a different arena, just kind of do some captain's practice. We just played some mini games and stuff, had some fun. So hopefully legs will be fresh for the weekend.
Good luck, Mac, and go get those Badgers.
Thank you very much.